This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Together again on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, and you here to enjoy, if that's how you want to put it, the results of Super Tuesday, as some have dubbed it, part D. The third Super Tuesday of sorts. Trump won three states yesterday. Rubio's gonzo. Big victory in Florida. Got to tell you something, 45% of the vote in Marco Rubio's home state. Kasich, though, did a nice job in Ohio, but he ought to have done a good job in Ohio, right? Because that's his home state. No big surprises. Probably one of the biggest stories, though, is the end of Marco Rubio. I don't know if we don't have that. The situation. All right, so why don't you play that then, Kara?
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is. And all the reason more why we must do all we can to ensure that this nation remains a special place. I ask the American people, do not give in to the fear. Do not give in to the frustration. We can disagree about public policy. We can disagree about it vibrantly, passionately. But we are a hopeful people, and we have every right to be hopeful. For we in this nation are the descendants of go-getters. In our veins runs the blood of people who gave it all up so we would have the chances they never did.
All right. So much for that. Donald Trump then talked about Marco Rubio and also about the millions of dollars that were spent on ads attacking. $25 million was spent by the Koch people through their political action committee. $25 million to try to get, well, it wasn't about Rubio, it was about Trump, and he talks about that here.
Number one, I want to congratulate Marco Rubio on having run a really tough campaign. He's tough, he's smart, and he's got a great future. He's got a great future. But I have to say, and nobody has ever, ever in the history of politics received the kind of negative advertising that I have. Record. By the way, mostly false. I wouldn't say 100%, but about 90%. Mostly false, vicious, horrible. They say it was $18 million the first week, meaning last week, and $25 million. It added up to over $40 million. And you explained it to me because I can't. My numbers went up. I don't understand it.
Of course he does. In Florida, Trump got 45% of the vote. Rubio, 27% of the vote for Republicans. Cruz, 17%. And Kasich, almost 7%. Hillary Clinton got 64% of the Democratic primary votes that were cast. Bernie Sanders, 33%. Let's see here. In Illinois, Trump got 38% of the total vote. Ted Cruz, 30%. Kasich, 19%, almost 20%. And Rubio, 8%. Hillary Clinton got 50% of the vote there. And let's see here. How did Bernie Sanders do? Bernie Sanders got 48%. You wonder where the other 1 or 2% who went. Voted for themselves, probably. In Missouri, things are pretty close here. Donald Trump, 40.8%. Cruz, 40.6%. Kasich, 10%. Rubio, 6%. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie there. At this point, there aren't all the primary All of the precincts have not been counted, primary precincts. North Carolina, Donald Trump, 40%. Ted Cruz, 36%. Kasich, 12%. Rubio, about 8%. And let's see here, Hillary Clinton, 54%. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders, 40%. In Ohio, Kasich got 47% of the vote that was a cast. Trump, 35%. Cruz, 13%. Rubio, 3%. And Hillary Clinton, 56%. Versus Bernie Sanders, 42% in Ohio. So looks like it was Hillary's night to lose, and she didn't. It was Trump's night to lose, and he didn't. So there you go. That's the way the cookie crumbles, if you will. Here's Wolf Blitzer talking to John Kasich after he was projected to be the winner in his home state.
I know you're going to be speaking to your supporters soon, but give us your reaction. How excited are you?
Well, we're all very, very happy, Wolf. We've run a positive campaign and one that, you know, that shows the record of balancing budgets and cutting taxes and, most important, growing jobs and leaving no one behind. And I'm just so appreciative of the people of Ohio. That's my third straight statewide win, and we got one more to go. We'll have one more to go this fall when we beat Hillary Clinton here, because I'm in the best position to beat her, and we're going to get a lot of momentum. We have a lot of people now joining us who they were on the sidelines. They want to come now. Both, I heard Jake Tapper saying, "Well, he doesn't have any money." I mean, tell Jake I'll have all the money we need. Okay, and we also are lining up great political support. And look, I look at these people, how happy they are, and you know what it is. What it is it's a real election for somebody that knows how to fix the country, the economy. That's what this is about.
All right. Let's see here. Who am I? Oh, Ted Cruz. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Here he is welcoming Marco Rubio supporters to his camp.
Let me say a word about Marco Rubio. Marco is a friend. He's a colleague. He ran a strong, optimistic, positive campaign. His story. The son of a bartender, the son of a maid who fled Cuba seeking freedom. It's powerful. It's inspirational. Marco's story, his passion, inspires me. Marco can paint a picture, can weave a tapestry of the promise of America like nobody else. And his presidential campaign inspired millions across the nation. I congratulate Marco and Jeanette on the tremendous campaign they ran together. To those who supported Marco, who worked so hard, we welcome you with open arms.
All right. So there are the four Republicans. We've heard from them. And in a matter of moments, as we review what happened on Super Tuesday here on Good Day in depth, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, both of their voices up next year on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Doug's Good Day, 17 and change after the hour on the Wednesday, March 16th Good Day program. Hillary Clinton telling her supporters she's moving closer to securing the nomination.
Although we're waiting for final results in Illinois and Missouri, we know we will add to our delegate lead to roughly 300 with over 2 million more votes nationwide. We are moving closer to securing the Democratic Party nomination and winning this election in November. You know, because of all of you and our supporters across the country, our campaign has earned more votes than any other candidate, Democrat or Republican.
So Hillary sounds like I do. And with the grooming, the horribly difficult schedule, these people, 4 or 5 hours of sleep a day, and then they run, go, 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 for months at a time. She's 69 years old or close to it. Donald Trump, about the same age. The rest of them are younger. Kasich is in his early 60s. But this is a grueling. Look at Bernie Sanders, who's 74, almost 75 years of age. He sounded like he's had the same thing I've got and Hillary's got for the last 4 months, in fact. But he's working his way, telling his supporters here how far his campaign has come.
We started this campaign at 3% in the national polls. We have come a long way in 10 months. And the reason that we have done as well as we have, the reason that we have defied all expectations, is that we are doing something very radical in American politics. We're telling the truth. And the truth is not always pleasant. It's not always what we want to hear. But we cannot go forward unless we deal with the realities of American society today, and that is what we are going to do.
All right, so there it is, the situation as it is at this moment in terms of Super Tuesday. Doug Steffen, Good Day program at 21 minutes past the hour.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Jack Stockwell is here, who is a well-known Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, has been on this program for a number of years, is responsible for the podcast referred to as the Forbidden Doctor. So first, I saw something that I wanted to get your comment on that affects all of us who have been there, because we've all been 3 years of age, and to parents who have children who are coming up on 3 years of age. The study that I'm looking at suggests that most of our personality, and by extension, I suppose, our future health and happiness, is determined by the time we get to be 3 years old.
Oh,
I had this
amazing
conversation with my sister. Well, I actually had this conversation with my niece, who's getting married, and my daughter and I have had this conversation. I've had the conversation on the air many times as to how bad it is to allow your children to be exposed to any television, any of the screens with computers before they are three, because it will basically ruin their lives. ADHD, all kinds of things, because the neurons, the things that connect your brain and make it work, are they can't handle the images that move so fast before the brain is completely developed. So if you want to go further than that, I think it's probably important for us to understand how, in terms of dysfunctional relationships that happen later on in life, you don't like your job, you're just unhappy, much of that, it depends on how well you have been served by your parents prior to getting to be 3 years old. And it's food, too, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yes, the health of the gut is absolutely important. To have a normal, natural birth through the birth canal from a healthy mother, to be breastfed from a healthy mother for the first several months, at least maybe even as high as a year. These things are absolutely essential to the formation of the gut. And we know psychologically, I can remember this from my classes, the one thing that infants are looking for when they start making eye-to-eye contact, which is usually very early, within a few days to a few weeks, what they're looking for is safety. They have to have a safe environment. And then they begin to relate. This is mommy. This is daddy. This is Spot. You know, this is my brother, my sister. This is red. This is orange. This is hot. This is cold. All these things are taking place within the very first few weeks, the first few months of life. And they have to have this sense of safety because the brain, the internal wiring in the brain, will go on till we are about 7 or 8 years old before that synaptic connection finally starts to work as a whole. And up through age 3, 2, 3, 4 years old, if they are in a safe environment where there is no shock, where there is no psychological surprise, that will give them the peace and calm when those kinds of situations arise the rest of their life, because that's during a very important formative stage where the brain is wiring itself.
Mm-hmm.
It will wire itself for safety, or it will wire itself for constant alarm, and it has a big effect throughout the rest of their life.
All right, so this week, the Forbidden Doctor podcast is a focus on cancer. In what way, Jack?
The title of the podcast is The Answer to 97% of All Cancers. The cure for cancer was discovered in Scotland in the late 1800s accidentally. And it had a huge explosion. It was just accepted all throughout England, Great Britain. Clinics opened up all over the place. It started to spread to the United States. Even an early issue of JAMA in the first decade of the previous century was talking about it. And at the same time, Madame Curie showed up with her discovery of radium and the promise that X-rays were totally safe, non-toxic, and would kill all cancers, got the attention, not the other one. And so all medicine moved away from enzyme injection, the enzyme therapy for cancer. We go into depth and detail in our latest podcast on this.
All right, so you can check it out. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, thank you for being here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. According to a Gallup poll, Americans believe the government regulates business too much. 49% of Americans say there's too much government regulation, while only 21% say there's too little regulation. Federal agencies like the Internal Revenue Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the National Labor Relations Board create so much red tape for job providers, many feel it's almost impossible to keep up to date with all the rules. So anyone who runs a business may find irony in the fact that the National Labor Relations Board itself has been found guilty of an unfair labor practice. That's right. A judge has ruled that when the NLRB moved its headquarters to a new building in Washington, D.C., the agency violated its duty to fully negotiate the terms of the move with the unions representing its own workers. Let's be fair. There's way too much government red tape today. When the NLRB can't even follow labor laws, something's seriously wrong. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour. This is Good Day Program with Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen, all friends finding facts, furiously working to put pieces of stories together so that you can have a complete picture, I hope. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. I've apologized for my voice a couple of times this week. Flu stuff floating around, colds floating around, all the allergies that come out as the seasons change. It's kind of exciting, isn't it, in a way? That 1 week, and then it's the beginning of spring 2016. And with that comes the growing season, and with the growing season comes your ability to choose what you want. You want to go to the farm and buy your food. You want to go to the grocery store and buy your food. You want to go to a particular kind of restaurant and get your food. Oh, wait a minute. This is America. I've almost forgot. And the same forces that wanted to defeat Donald Trump, literally, the same group of people who run some of the biggest corporations in this country, excuse me, are trying to deny you, as American citizens, the right to know what your food is all about, where it comes from. The Deny Americans the Right to Know Act, so-called DARK Act, will officially be hitting the Senate floor for a vote today. Just label it as a project of Organic Voices. It's called the Organic Voices Action Fund. In fact, formed a couple of years ago, Organic Voices, educating and empowering consumers, so they say, by promoting the benefits of organic food and by advocating for mandatory GMO labeling. Here's their latest advertisement about GMOs.
Words to their labels will...
companies love to say adding a few words to their labels will raise their costs. But come on, they change their packaging all the time without raising prices. It's clearly not that hard. If food companies aren't playing it straight with us about the cost of label changes, what else are they hiding? That's one more reason to make them tell us what's in their products. Stop the dark act. Label GMOs.
Nothing wrong. Why would you not want people to know what was in your food? And the outright lie, I don't like that word and use it very sparingly, but that position that they take about it will cost farmers and producers more money to change the label is an outright damnable lie. And you've got to be stupid plus to believe it. Not everybody on the Senate floor is in favor of the bill. Here from Vermont, Senator Patrick Leahy talking yesterday about the food labeling law. And by the way, this was aimed at Vermont. Since the Vermont law was passed and supposed to go into effect in a month or so, the folks of Maine and I think Connecticut have voted in the same bill. And at least I think 24 other states have this bill on the docket to be voted by their local legislators. Here, Leahy talks about the Dark Act.
It's a law that simply requires food manufacturers to disclose when the ingredients they use are genetically engineered. It doesn't tell them they can't use those ingredients. It simply says consumers have a right to know. Tell us what you're doing. Now, Vermonters are concerned. Some are actually outraged. The United States Congress is trying to roll back their right to know. And Vermont's not the only state whose laws are under attack. We just happen to be the state with the fastest approaching deadline for implementation. The bill that we consider today is a hasty reaction, a reaction with no real open hearing, to a two-year-old law that's set to finally take effect. It doesn't fully take effect until the end of this year. And instead of protecting consumers and trying to find a true compromise, the bill seeks to continue the status quo and tell the public, we don't want you to have simple access to information about the food you consume. You don't need to know what's in the food. Trust us. We know better. We know better than you consumers. We members of the Senate know better than you do. So we're not going to let you know what's going on. No wonder people get concerned.
So he sounds like he's been visiting the same places I have with his voice, but his message is from the heart, and it speaks volumes to what the people in Vermont want, which is an ag state. He's been the senator there from a state that is outraged about this, almost to the point of secession. That's how angry people in Vermont are about this. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon speaking on the floor against the bill as well.
It comes back to the right of the individual to know what's in their food. They want to know if it's a transgenic crop, and they can look up the details and they can make their own decision. Why have big government say, we're going to make the decision for you? Why have big government say, we don't trust you with information, and we're not going to allow you to know what's in your food? No, that should be in some dictatorship, not here in the United States of America. We have a big battle now because out of committee last week has come a bill, and this bill is known as the Dark Bill. It stands for Deny Americans the Right to Know. Because Big Ag says we don't believe in this whole we the people model of a republic. No, we like to have a government that makes decisions for people and that denies information people because we don't trust them as consumers to decide what they want to eat. We don't want them to know what they're feeding to their children, to their family. We want to make the decision for them. Well, 90%+ of Americans disagree. They want the information to make the decision on their own. They can find out about the benefits over here. They can find out about the concerns over here. Different foods have different transgenic crops in them. They get to make the decision, not big government making the decision for them.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who votes for this bill, I'm going to say this right here and right now, I'm going to have a list of senators tomorrow. We'll have gone through the vote, and so I'll be happy to tell you who it is that voted for and who it is that votes against on the Senate floor. Obama says he'll sign it, even though he promised, Mr. Hope and Change promised, when he ran 8 years ago, that he would make sure all GMO foods were labeled. He said they should be labeled, and as far as my administration is concerned, we'll label them all. So far, that's another squat zero in his performance. Here's a lady hosting a program online. Her name is Manila Chan, talking to Alexis Baden Mayer, political director of the Organic Consumer Association, who says it ought to be no surprise the main thing behind this bill is do-re-mi.
What is behind this effort to override states' own GMO laws?
Corporate money. And you can look at who funds the senators who voted for this. Senator Klobuchar, for instance, in Minnesota, the sugar beet industry, the people who soak sugar beets in glyphosate, which we know because of the World Health Organization is a probable carcinogen. So it's industry that's pushing Congress to take away states' rights.
So here's another reason for the suggestion that came up last week, and I think it's come up before. It was kind of cute the way it was put forth last week. All congressmen and senators should wear garb the same as NASCAR so we could see who's bought and paid for their vote. And in any state where somebody votes for this thing, I'm going to go right after them. I'll talk about them in a negative way as long as it takes. Maybe I'll never have the success of influencing votes enough to change the pattern of what is now hysteria. The kind of information that's coming from these companies, these damnable outright lies, like it costs the companies too much money to put labels on. You got to be stupid to buy into that. Here's also Ms. Chan talking, continuing on with Ms. Baden-Meyer about Senator Roberts, who's the chairman of this committee, Republican from Kansas, and his comments that forcing manufacturers to change their labels would be too expensive.
Senator Roberts, who chairs the agriculture division there, and he sits on the forestry committee, says that the committee heard from government officials in the biotech food industry in the past, and that they're convinced that it's safe. I mean, listen to what he said.
It was clear that our regulatory system ensures biotechnology crops are among the most tested in the history of agriculture. Thus, it is clear that what we're facing today is not a safety or health issue. It is a market issue.
Well, Senator Roberts knows that we don't test GMOs for safety. We do this substantial equivalent. So if GMO corn and regular corn have sort of the same nutrition, then we'll assume that they're the same in terms of safety as well. That's our regulatory
system. But he's quoted saying that there's a report that says requiring the labeling of the nation's food would cost something like $82 billion annually, and he even says that it would be passed down ultimately to about $1,050 per American household. I don't know if that's an actual true number that we can actually talk about, but is this a true conversation to be had about cost?
No. Obviously, changing a few words on a package is costless, and Campbell's Soup Company recently proved that. They said that they're going to label and it's not going to increase their food prices. But that big monster who says your food costs are going to rise, they're saying if they have to take GMOs out of your food and replace them with a non-GMO food supply, then that's perhaps what it would cost. I think that's inflated. It's a false argument. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
Because what your group is talking about is adding some words to just let people know, right, what is in this package so they can decide whether or not they want to buy it. Kind of simple.
Very simple. Very down to earth. And again, Roberts is a liar. Anybody in Kansas want to have that argument with me, you're welcome to dial us up at 888-302-3684. 44 past the hour now. Pete Rose in the Focus in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
In the news, Frida tampons. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Period, men's days, menstruation are the everyday words used to describe the vaginal blood flow women of childbearing age have monthly. Here in the U.S., a campaign called Frida tampons wants to make feminine products free and readily available in all restrooms. Here's the thing. In a culture dominated by oversharing celebrities like the Kardashians, it's a wonder to me that a normal bodily function like menstruation is still taboo to discuss. DCOC advice? If you're going, you get over it. Menstruation is a normal bodily function, and we, whether man or woman, should never be ashamed of our bodies and their needs. Tampons are a necessity for women and should be freely available in every restroom in the land. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
48 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. On Sunday, a couple of days before the Ohio primary, Donald Trump tweeted a picture of a baseball autographed by Pete Rose. Above the signature was written, "Mr. Trump, please make America great again." So from the website Newsy, here's Matt Moreno reporting that Pete Rose released a statement that he did not endorse any candidate or even send a baseball to Donald Trump.
On Sunday, Donald Trump tweeted a photo showing a baseball presumably signed by Rose, reading, "Make America Great Again." We and many other media outlets reported that as an endorsement for Trump, but Rose's camp says that's not the case, and it might not even be Rose's signature. An attorney for Rose said in a statement, "Pete has made a point not to endorse any particular presidential candidate." He later told the Washington Post, "We do not know how Mr. Trump got the ball. I can't authenticate the ball from some Twitter picture. Pete didn't send it. I made that clear."
This is pretty interesting. Here are talk hosts Glenn Beck, Pat Gray, and Stu Bergier talking about Pete Rose's comments that he did not endorse Donald Trump or even send him a baseball.
How about that endorsement from Pete Rose that he didn't give to Donald Trump yesterday?
Oh, yeah. You mean the ball he didn't send?
Yeah. Did you see that?
The autograph he didn't sign?
Yeah. That was quite a get.
That was a big not get.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. What the hell happened there? It was Donald Trump just gets a baseball in the mail and just like, hey, Pete Rose just endorsed me?
Didn't even check into it. Yeah. First of all, it didn't say, I endorse you. It was signed. So somebody was either pranking him or whatever. And signed it Pete Rose. And Pete Rose said that we didn't send him a ball. We didn't send any candidate a baseball.
He said, please make America great again. And yeah. So that was what he took as the endorsement. But Pete Rose didn't actually send it, according to Pete Rose.
Well, if Pete's a character, he could say one thing and be doing something else. He certainly has done that before. So what do you think about Pete Rose? Much ado about nothing? I guess the manner of speaking it may be. 51 after the hour. This is the continuing conversation on the Good Day program.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Us now is the lady who is the idea chief behind the chicken soup books. You've heard Chicken Soup for the Soul, Chicken Soup for Your Ear, Chicken Soup for Your Knee, Chicken Soup Here, Chicken Soup There, Chicken Soup Everywhere, Chicken Soup.
I think I get the idea.
You get the idea?
Yeah,
people love the relevance of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. So we're going to, each week at this time, take some pointers from Amy as to how to make your life better. Good stories about what's going on in some people's lives that maybe, if it's shared with you, will make your life better. So we'll have that installment coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Now 56 past the hour. Time for a morning bowl of chicken soup. Amy Newmark is the person responsible for all 125 of these books. I guess so. When you get right down to it, does anybody not know about Chicken Soup for the Soul? She's kept this Chicken Soup for the Soul brand fresh. And one of the reasons is because there are always things you can learn. So let's talk, Amy, for a moment about the people who are guided by that negative voice in one's head. We all have it. We all worry. We all fear. We all think in terms that don't do us any good. So how do we combat that? How do we fix that problem?
Hey, well, I think we're still pretty close to the beginning of the year, so everybody is probably still thinking about those New Year's resolutions that didn't quite work out. So I'm going to propose a new resolution for everybody, and I think it's an umbrella resolution. This is the resolution you have to make that you put on top of any other resolutions that you're still trying to accomplish this year, and that resolution is to be kinder to yourself. And I bet a lot of you are perfectionists, very judgmental about your own weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop listening to that negative little voice inside your own head.
All right.
It's amazing how we tell ourselves we can't do things.
Right, but it's easy to say you got to stop doing it. I'm somebody who feels like, yes, I've heard that, and I know you're right, but how do we do that? What's the practice that makes this all work?
You have to take a step back and realize that you're actually doing it. And we had a great story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive, from Sarah Mattson. And what it took for her to realize that she was the only person who was being negative about herself was that she got an autoimmune disease. And she was talking to a health counselor about how her white blood cells were attacking her own body.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had the epiphany, and she realized, oh, that's what I do. I attack my own self. Mm-hmm. So you just have to actually recognize it. And she did that. And on her 40th birthday, she said, this year, I'm going to be kind to myself. And she just kept working at it. She just kept saying, I'm already doing what I think I can't do. I'm already successful at what I thought I couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And so she keeps talking back to that little voice in her head and basically squashing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely works. You can't fight an enemy that's in your own head unless you recognize that it's there. You've got to call off the attack by your own head.
I think I've realized how to do that. Or the fact it's taken me a long time to get there. For example, when I think about the dog that I love that passed, all I'd be thinking about is what a horrible circumstance it was. But now I push that aside and think about how great my years were with her and how much fun we had. So I think that's the bottom line. Thank you. Amy Newmark, chickens.com. Check out there.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.